Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you, and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Attention, Always Travel With Us is offering a complimentary 5 days, 4 nights stay in Orlando, Florida for four with two tickets to Aquatica by SeaWorld. But you must tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. You pay a $199 activation fee today and get back a $200 Visa gift card when you tour at Vacation Village Resorts. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. That's not all. If you're one of the first 20 callers to tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, you'll get a second bonus stay in Vegas, also for four, included with your activation. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. Two destinations, Orlando and Vegas, if you tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name. 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. Always travel with us. A Florida seller of travel license, ST25448. This advertisement's being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of timeshare periods, and participants will need to attend a guided sales tour and presentation of the Vacation Village Resort facilities during their getaway. Airfare not included. Certain restrictions apply.
Brad Paisley, Weekend Warrior World Tour. This Saturday night, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. This summer with you. With special guests, Dustin Lynch.
I'm seeing red.
Chase Bryant and Lindsay L.
Country Nation, that's right. There's a last time for everything.
Tickets are on sale now. Online at LiveNation.com. The venue box office or charge by phone. The number one album, Love and War. Available now.
Football fans, are you ready to watch some football? It's Green Bay hosting Chicago next Thursday. Visit Hooters and Gurney for their special watch party. All attendees can win amazing prizes, including jerseys, shirts, hats, Hooters gift cards, and more. The first 50 people also receive a Chicago football sportula provided by the Backyard Barbecue Store in Wilmette. Hurry to Hooters next Thursday, September 28th at 5670 North Ridge Drive in Gurney. Kickoff is at 7:25. Hooters, the original wing joint.
Welcome to Knauss for a breathtaking 2018 Mercedes-Benz shopping experience. Look, there's the 2018 AMG GT Roadster, the most thrilling Mercedes-Benz Roadster ever to come out of AMG's headquarters in Affalterbach, Germany. A rare car for the rare few, powered by a hand-built bi-turbo V8 with 469 stampeding horses. Whoa! And there's the new long-awaited 2018 Mercedes-Benz E400 Coupe. Inside and out, a masterpiece in automotive design and engineering. Go ahead, take a closer look, or take a test drive in the new premium 2018 GLC SUV, or the new seductive C-Class convertible, or one of the other new arrivals now at Knauss. Your destination for the complete 2018 Mercedes-Benz experience. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Knauss.com.
Yes. This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Sousa strikes out swinging. The ball game is over. The Cubs win it by a score of 2-1. What a job by Wade Davis. He strikes out all three.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, a little bit after 4 o'clock. And from the Northwestern Football Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Coach Fitz and the Cats as they return to Ryan Field against number 5 Penn State. That's coming up October 7th. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. The Bears' record so far, not healthy at 0-2, but they're hopefully getting a bit healthier in the training room. And if all goes well the rest of this week, both Kyle Long and Marcus Wheaton could play Sunday against Pittsburgh. And Long says if he is on the field, he intends on making a big difference.
You play the game to change the game. And, you know, if you're out there doing anything other than that, then you're just a, you know, you're witnessing it and you're watching. It's not a spectator sport. So I want to go out there and impact the game.
Turning to baseball, and the Cubs are hoping to reduce their magic number tonight. That number currently standing at 9, and tonight Joe Maddon will have John Lester on the mound against the Rays, and Maddon's pitching rotation for the upcoming Milwaukee series, which starts tomorrow night, has Jake Arrieta, followed by John Lackey, Kyle Hendricks, and Jose Quintana. Three finals from this afternoon, Miami beating the Mets 5-2, Giancarlo Stanton, home run number 56, the Yankees beat Minnesota 11-3, Aaron Judge hitting his 45th home run, Oakland over Detroit 3-2, and in progress bottom half of the fourth inning, San Francisco leading Colorado 3-0. The White Sox will be at Houston tonight. James Shields will be on the mound, and Bulls vice president of basketball operations, John Paxson, he joins Mully and Hanley. That's tomorrow morning at 8:30. Join the Scores' Chris Emma and Julia DeCaro this Saturday for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show from 5 until 9 o'clock at night at Pelican Harry's, located at 14807 Founders Crossing in Homer Glen. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Bear tickets, and watch a live interview with Lance Briggs. He'll be on from 6 to 7:30. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to grandviewhomes.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way later today, 5:35, Mark Grody's pregame show, and then the game against Tampa Bay. All right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, David. This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Now the rest of the Iowa defense. Up front, Heron, the best of the bunch right now.
Anthony Heron
jumps off the screen when you watch him on film, and then when you see him in person, it's even more impressive.
Football analyst for Pac-12 Network and NBC Sports Network.
He can really do it all from the pocket. He's a dynamic athlete.
Former NFL defensive lineman.
Tripped up at the 20-yard line, Anthony Heron, number 99.
670 The Score football contributor.
I do completely agree with how the Bears have handled this so far, both publicly and internally.
Anthony Heron with Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
That's right. Big Ann Heron. You can follow him on Twitter at Big Ann Heron. He is joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. And Anthony Heron will be in tomorrow for Dan Bernstein. Dan Bernstein is gone home. He's going to go home and celebrate the new year. He said he had some potato dish that he was excited to spread around his family. I don't know.
Now my right hand.
yeah. He made some potatoes. I believe his mother made something, and they're all gonna hang out. And
what's the name of the dish?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
If it's Bernstein, it's something that sounds like it came out of Oak Park Pet and Fish. But you can't really tell with Dan Bernstein these days. He is gone. He will be gone tomorrow as well. My co-host tomorrow is in the building, Anthony Heron.
Yeah.
This Bears thing, and we talked about it last week leading into this game, about Mike Glennon, about their offense, and about what Tampa Bay was going to do to them. The game got out of hand very, very early because of turnovers. But if you're in that locker room, and you've been in these locker rooms before, and you see the way the guy who's supposed to be able to take care of the ball played, how are you feeling right now about your prospects going forward?
It depends on how I feel about the young cat in the locker room. I mean, if the Bears players, if they feel like they've seen enough on the practice field, in the meeting rooms, and in these preseason games, and all I've seen is the preseason games, and I didn't personally see enough in the preseason games to think Mitchell Trubisky is ready to be a successful NFL quarterback, my assumption is that most of the players on the Bears roster probably feel a similar way, unless there's things he's done on the practice field in the meeting room that have changed that, because the productivity that folks really, in my opinion, a bit overreacted to from the preseason, the productivity we saw there, and I've addressed this with you guys before, the only time he was actually on the field, he being Mitchell Trubisky, against a team who was playing legitimate defensive schemes, and he also had the Bears starting offense, was in preseason game number 3 against the Titans' backup defense. Their number 2 defense, but it was the third game, so they were playing legitimate schemes. He faced real pressure in the pocket. He faced a variety of coverages, and he looked awful. That doesn't mean he'll look awful when they put him in during the regular season, because they will eventually put him in during the regular season. But as far as what we've seen so far from the preseason, the highlights he had was against backup players running very vanilla defenses, both on the back end and up front. So it was essentially him in sort of a pseudo NFL combine 7-on-7 type of setting where he didn't really have to face either mental or physical pressure. That being said, I was impressed with it from where he's at in his development. I didn't see anything that made me think Mitchell Trubisky is ready to be the Bears starting quarterback. My guess is most of the players on the team probably feel similar about it.
I worry, though, because, and we've talked about it this week, Anthony, where everyone's talking about the perfect situation. Mm. You know, the receivers are bad and the guards are hurt. And I'm saying to myself, when is that not going to be the case? Mm-hmm. You know, Kyle Long is going to come back at some point, if not this week, then the week after, because he's had a tough process in getting back from both these injuries. What is the perfect situation to get Mitchell Trubisky in there, if there is one? If you're in that locker room and you're like, I want to set up Mitchell Trubisky for as much success as possible. Yeah, he's going to throw picks. Yeah, there's going to be delay of games. Yeah, we're going to see things that happen to rookie quarterbacks. What is that perfect situation if it's not now? Because I'm not about wasting time. I know I'm thinking of my entertaining fan mind where I need something. Yeah, I need something other than what I'm watching. Uh-huh. But how does that situation become perfect enough?
It won't be perfect, but it's kind of a mesh point. You know, the term mesh point, you know, where you're handing off the ball, QB to running back. It's basically, to me, a mesh point between where the talent around him is, and we certainly don't anticipate the talent around him will be much better than it is right now. Even I think the offensive line, once they get healthy, will obviously be much better than what we saw in the second half of the game the other day against Tampa Bay. The skill position talent is not going to be vastly improved. He's not going to have a bunch of what we'll see how good Marcus Wheaton is once he's done catching sponges. It sounds like there's a chance that he's going to be out there on Sunday. So hopefully that's the case, and hopefully he adds an explosive element to what they can do to lengthen the coverage of the opposing defense, because right now they don't have that out there. But whatever the case is, they're not going to have explosive enough talent where you're going to say the job is very easy for Mitchell Trubisky. That being said, it's not only about that to me, what's going to surround him from a talent standpoint. It's also about where he's at in his development. And so if he's taken enough steps in his development where they feel like they're comfortable with him being able to go out there and not vomit on himself in a regular season NFL game, then it's more about that. It's at least as much as, and I would say more about that than what Mike Glennon is doing. Because to me, I don't care if Mike Glennon goes out and throws 8 interceptions. He became fairly irrelevant as soon as they drafted Trubisky at number 2. It's not. I feel like that's part of what, and you referenced it a moment ago, people are reacting to Mike Glennon not looking like a good quarterback. One thing, we do remember week 1, he looked adequate, and then looked pretty good in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. So we very quickly forget that, what he did, and he played well enough to beat the Atlanta Falcons. His skill position teammates did not. But Mike Glennon did enough in week 1 to beat the Falcons. Whatever the formula was, it worked enough to be in that position. When you combine that with what we saw in week 2, yes, we all agree that Mike Glennon is not the future of the Bears, but it's not about him at this point. It's about where is Mitchell Trubisky in his development where they feel comfortable putting him in a regular season NFL game. So I think we're missing a bit of what the formula is that will make sense. It won't be perfect, but to me what will make sense is when they feel Trubisky is actually ready. And I believe it's going to be more of a limited exposure is what they're showing their preference is right now. They don't want to throw him out there for 14 games. And that's the question I would ask to you or to whoever else might be feeling like Mitch should be in there more immediately is what's the rush? There's 14 games left. If he starts 6 games, if he starts 8 games, if he starts 10 games, that's plenty of exposure during a rookie season. So why does starting this week make it that much better than starting maybe the second half of the season?
Doesn't it give you more time to figure out as a play caller, as a head coach, and hell, as a GM who drafted him and moved up one spot? What you got? You know, does that many more cracks at those reps or watching how he does his job during the week, you know, how much of a professional he is, how he takes care of his body after a couple of weeks where he's been beat up instead of 6, 8. Like when you say, why not 6, then I go, why not 7? Why not? We get into semantics there, but right. I don't feel like any more time has to be wasted. And like I said, maybe from an entertainment standpoint, maybe from the fact that the last time this team had a quarterback that I was excited about was when?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, when Kay McNown was drafted or when Rex Grossman was drafted. And then we did the Kyle Orton, Rex Grossman thing. Like even the Cutler thing, he was groomed by someone else and dropped in your lap as a Pro Bowler that they just didn't want because they were going in a different direction. This is the new, shiny new toy that you're waiting for me to open up on New Year's Eve. It's Christmas Day. That's how I feel. Hey, you can get the batteries tomorrow, Dad. You should have shopped for them the week before.
I dig that, and I get it. There's a level of patience that we're not as much able to execute as voyeurs of the Bears on the outside looking in.
I know.
That I respect Ryan Pace so far being able to execute. The main thing, I said this last week, I think, when I was here with you guys, what I disagree with is putting him at number two. Because
as soon as somebody gets hurt, he's got to be the guy.
He's going in the game, and it adjusts the perception of the fan base. I like how the Rams did with Jared Goff last year, where he wasn't even in a uniform for the first, whatever, couple of months of the season, and I think he basically started the second half of the year. Maybe it was, I don't know, week 10-ish, something like that, when Goff began starting for the Rams. I think you should have maybe gotten a month into the year. If they're thinking in their minds, if they're thinking we want to go at least a month, probably even more, before Trubisky even steps on a field, then to me, just leave Sanchez at number two. Don't even dress Trubisky until a month into the season. And then the discussion will still be about when is Mitch going to play, but it would have a different tenor to it because as it sits right now, it does give the impression they feel he's ready to do something on an NFL field because of the fact they made him the backup. Now, tangibly, the difference between being a backup and being number three is that you are legitimately a part of the game plan each week. You're preparing to play when you're the number two, whereas when you're the number three, it's a far more difficult balance for how do we actually prepare the third quarterback and train our number two overall draft pick to think like he's going to start a game at some point. So as much as it's easy for us to dismiss what he's getting from practice reps, what he's getting in the meeting room. These are all very tangible learning opportunities that he should be, and I assume is, taking advantage of to prepare him at some point to be the Bears' starting quarterback. There's 14 games left. He's going to start. He's going to start eventually. I don't think he needs 14 starts to get something very good out of his rookie year. And to me, 14 games, if he's not ready for 10 of them, may do more harm than good.
This segment is brought to you by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. He's at Big Ann Heron. I'm Jason Goff. We'll come back, talk about the Bears' defense, talk about the questions that linger with Kyle Long, and get to the rest of the NFL. And I want to bring up hazing with this young man as well. Because he high school, college, and professional.
So I'll be watching out right now?
No, I want to talk to you. I don't have any tape on you.
Is Tammy about to come in here?
Yeah, no.
Pie me in the face.
You're way too big for that. He's Big Ant here, and he'll be hosting with me tomorrow. I'm Jason Goff. You listen to the Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
Game day with Bears Fridays on The Score. It's Bears talk all day, starting at 5 a.m. Listen in as your favorite Score shows, along with our team of Bears experts, break down the upcoming game, featuring Brad Biggs, Joe Fortenball, Jeff Joniak, Hub Arkish, Rich Campbell, Olin Krutz, and more. If you're a Bears fan, do not miss Bears Friday, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by GNC. Live well. That thud you just heard was the Indianapolis Colts crashing back to earth because they have officially hit rock bottom. Why do I say that? Because they're hosting the Browns this weekend at Lucas Oil Stadium, and the Browns are favored to win. The Colts are home underdogs to the Cleveland Browns. Do you realize how hard that is to do? The Browns have won once in their last 17. They've lost 32 times in their last 35. Since 2015, they've gone on the road and left with a W exactly one time. There is no bigger sure loser in pro sports than the Browns, except the Browns on the road. And Vegas still thinks they're going to beat the Colts. So that's rock bottom. That's embarrassing. I'm Jim Rome. CBS
Sports Radio. With the We don't run from doubt, we overcome it. We don't succumb to fear, we out-train it. We don't wish for progress, we fight for it. That is how Marines win. Learn more about the fight at marines.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Is it really on John Fox when you decide that Elshon Jeffrey is superfluous to demand and you let him go because he doesn't really want to be here? That's fine. You never replaced him. You let a guy go and you never replaced him.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
How are you giving Fox a fair bite at the apple here? You traded up, and there's nothing wrong with trading up, provided the kid is good. You know, you got what looks like a good quarterback, but it's hands off. You can't play him. So you got a player you can't play with the greatest asset that you had in the offseason. Fox is supposed to win without that.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Is it really on John Fox when you decide that Elshon Jeffrey is superfluous to demand and you let him go because he doesn't really want to be here? That's fine. You never replaced him. You let a guy go and you never replaced him.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got a guy you traded up to draft number two overall. You traded up.
That's the most important part.
You traded up to draft
the
number two overall.
Taken in this draft.
And you're going out of your way to say why he's not supposed to play for this team right now. Why? Why Mike Glennon? How are you better with him?
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Mike Glennon serves no purpose if he's turning the ball over. That's it. He serves no purpose. Is Mitch Trubisky ready to play in less than ideal conditions and not have his entire development stunted? That's it.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Definitely. Maybe we can jump into that tomorrow. Big Ann Heron is next to me. I'm
Jason
Goff. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Right,
we can do whatever we want tomorrow.
All right.
Dan Bernstein's gone. He has to get home before sundown.
5 hours with you. I got to be ready to catch heat tomorrow. I'm ready.
No, you're good.
I'm building up my callus.
You're good. You're good.
I got to put myself through training camp.
It's the Texans that are going to get you. That's not me.
That's mainly what I'm talking
about. The shrapnel. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You might get a strain.
I don't mean you. I mean all the slings and arrows that will get directed at you.
Mom, don't text tomorrow because Anthony Heron ain't ready for it. All right. Kyle Long. We heard from him today talk about his pain threshold and the rehab process and how it's been hard for him to get back, and there's been a setback. You've been in locker rooms before where you thought a guy was doing his most to get back, mm-hmm. but have you also been in locker rooms where you thought a guy wasn't doing the most? Like, are there 100%ers in football? We call them 100%ers in baseball, in basketball, where guys like, my toe's not feeling the way it should, I'm out tonight. Are those guys in football? I'm not saying Kyle Long is one of those guys,
but
do those guys exist in such a gladiator-like sport?
No doubt. It's I would say the scenarios where it comes up most is either an older player who maybe wants to, have a certain amount of money guaranteed, and so is it willing, am I willing to risk something, in a certain moment, maybe for guys kind of getting long in the tooth. Or once you get later in the season, and if you're a team who's out of it towards the end of the season, then, all right, do I really want to go back out here and kind of put it on the line when I'd rather enjoy my vacation immediately as opposed to maybe get my leg broken in one of these last games if I'm kind of, going a little bit too hard. And so you'll see that. I mean, I was on some Lions teams. We started 0-12 in 2001, so there was a little bit of that going on in the locker room, even though we won two out of our last four games, but you could see individuals on the team where, and it was the first year of the Matt Millen, Marty Morningweg experiment. And, the experiment mm-hmm. obviously didn't go mm-hmm. very well. Mm-hmm. But that year in 2001, towards the end of the season, some things were, I was starting to play a little bit better football, won a couple of games at the end, but you could see some of the guys because it was an older roster. And you get to the end of a season where you got zero wins. And once you get the first win, then everybody's like, all right, we're not going to make history. Now, a few years later, they did make history, go 0-16. But that year in 2001, we didn't. Once that first win came, you could see a lot of the vets on the team were kind of like, all right.
Johnny Morgan throwing footballs with fury.
It's just
I'm throwing footballs after every touchdown at the scoreboard, like, screw you, Jimmy Kimmel, and whoever's making fun of us on late night television.
Yep. Yeah, and finally, once the win happens, then it's like, all right, we're not going to be that 0-16 team, so now we're good. So it happens. There's specific scenarios, I would say, where you're more likely to see it than others.
The scheduling of surgeries. And you talked about guys getting ready to go on vacation, don't want to break a leg. When a team tells you this is the surgery that you have to have, and then you look at it like, all right, now I'm not.
Second opinion. Third opinion.
Right. I'm not going to be able to get ready for the season like I want to because I'm going to rehab surgery. Like, how does that conversation go with you, your agent, and the team when you're in Kyle Long's position? Because I still feel like there's some stuff that's going on here in the background, and this is based on nothing, but just watching how this thing is unfolded. Mm. They messed around with his position and threw him out there at tackle.
That's bothered me so much.
They threw him out there at tackle, and he's a mauler. He's a guy that uses his athleticism and his ability more so than his technique and fundamentals. And hell, Olin and Big Cat were talking about it as well, watching the line play. Like, this is a guy who does a certain thing very well. Mm-hmm. You throw him out there on the island against speed rushers, and it makes him look crazy.
Yeah.
And then you have the injuries, and then you're asking for surgeries to be done on two different body parts in one off season. Like, how do those feelings build up to where you want to be a professional, but you also want to take care of, you're the CEO of Kyle Long, Inc.?
I would assume there's an inherent advantage to being Kyle Long in a scenario he's in because he's got a dad who was one of the great defensive players of all time, but has been through the NFL ringer in his own way. He's got a brother who's in the league right now, who's been through the league and kind of knows the do's and don'ts of how you can navigate situations like this. So, like, for me, a guy in my situation where I was always at or near the bottom of the roster, just scraping by one season to the next, trying to make the active roster, trying to make sure I'm at least on a practice squad, right, going into camps here and there. So I just bounced around the league for 5 years. So for me, my situation is very different than a Kyle Long's would be. For Kyle, in his scenario, like I said, the advantage he has is knowledge coming in, but then also his worth, his value to the team. So once they sign him to the new deal, the situation he's in, he can say, let me make sure I at least get relatively healthy. Because, missing action, this isn't the first time he's been beat up or banged up. And at the position he plays quite often, you're going to have linemen who let me have a knee surgery 1 week and then maybe miss a game and come back in. You know, when you're an offensive guard, when you're an interior lineman, the expectation is you can at least kind of get by, even if your foot isn't working right, or even if one of your hands is covered up in a club. That's sort of the expectation with that position. It doesn't mean it's the right way to handle it, though. So at least for him, on a bad team, being one of the guys at the top end of this roster in Chicago, that's sort of the advantage he has, where he can say, yeah, if I'm going to have multiple surgeries, I'm going to at least be feeling pretty good before I go back out there. Because if not, you're just negating the length of your career, the potential you have to actually be great on a team that isn't going to be great this year anyway. So if I'm the Bears, I don't see what the need is to push him back out there for the 2017 season when you're really in an Andrew Luck in Indianapolis sort of scenario. Hmm. Better off having this guy ready for 2018 when your franchise is actually ready to do something.
What can you learn as a player from what happened in week two? Is that one of those? Is it too early to throw the game tape away and get back to fundamentals?
No, because it's a young team that looked horrible on the road. They looked good at home in week one against a better team than they faced in week two. They played the Falcons at home in week one, and it was the opening game of the season. You got a longer time to game plan for that. Then you hit the road in week two, and you get waxed. And it's a lot of young players. I mean, what? There's maybe a handful of guys on the roster over the age of 30 who are actually doing anything with this team. So it's a really young team. It's a lot of guys in their 20s, a lot of guys who haven't done this football thing at the professional level together before. So you hit the road in week two and look horrible. I'm sure that's part of the message that John Fox, I would assume, had to the team once they came back, and especially they're going to be at home. That's why I do feel like whether Wheaton is out there, we know Long probably ain't going to be out there yet, but even if we don't get some of the talent back onto the field for the Bears, some of their better players, this is going to be a better-looking team this week because, in general, younger players and teams who haven't played together that much tend to perform better at home just with some of the intangible advantages you have of sleeping in your own bed, of going to the ballpark, going to the routine, stadium the same way you always do, and having that home crowd behind you and rooting for you. Those things actually do matter. So I think the Bears are going to look better this week than it did last week simply because they're at home.
All right, come back and do a college football segment with
me. Yeah, sure.
All right, we'll do that next.
Scoreboard update.
4:30, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Coach Fitz and the Cats as they return to Ryan Field against Penn State October 7th. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. It's the Cubs and the Rays in about 2 hours from down in Tampa. And tonight, Joe Maddon has Ben Zobrist leading off and playing right field. He'll be followed by Bryant at third, Rizzo at first, Contreras behind the plate, Elmora in center, Baez at second. It'll be Russell at short, Happ in left, and John Jay will be the DH. John Lester will be on the mound, and Maddon has set his pitching rotation for the upcoming Milwaukee series starting tomorrow night. It will be in order Arrieta, Lackey, Hendricks, and Quintana. Finals from this afternoon, Miami beats the Mets 5-2. Giancarlo Stanton, home run number 56. The Yankees reduced their magic number down to 4 for making the playoffs as they beat the Twins 11-3. They completed a sweep of that series. Oakland 3-2, better than Detroit and bottom 6. San Francisco leading Colorado 3-0. Pro football, Tennessee wide receiver Corey Davis has been ruled out of Sunday's game against Seattle. He's got a hamstring injury. And John Paxson of the Bulls, he'll be on with Mully and Hanley. That's tomorrow morning at 8:30. Tonight, tune in to the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network for first pitch at 6:10. It's sponsored in part by White Castle at just $4.99. The cheesy slider combo is a steal. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way a little bit later this afternoon, 5:35, Mark Brody's pregame show, and then the game in Tampa, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Predictability is pretty cool, and when you're heading in or out of downtown Chicago, no one's more predictable than Metra. Discover how good it feels to fly by traffic and enjoy 96% on-time performance at MetroRail.com.
Over the middle.
And picked off! Watch out! Deshaun Elliott! Touchdown, Ronald!
Woo! Over the middle, Ronald Jones in the open field. Hits the corner! Got a great play! Unbelievable! 56 yards! Touchdown, USC!
It's your teammate, Gus Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. Fox Sports 1 on the call.
Get him, Gus.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show. Anthony Herron is in. He's in his guest spot, but tomorrow he'll be the co-host because Bernsey is out tomorrow.
Woo!
No, that's not, that's not what we're doing, fellas. He's still listening. You know he's listening on the way home.
Is he allowed to? Oh, well, if he's still on the way home.
Yeah, and, you know, it was before sundown. I don't know the rules. And I don't think that Nick Szymkowski would be able to tell me the rules, nor Chris Tannehill. Maybe you would, Anthony Heron. You're a well-traveled man.
A little bit.
I don't know the rule. Every year I have to be reminded of the Jewish holiday rules. And, like, I'll say happy something, and it's like, no, this is the day of atonement. There's nothing happy about this, brother. I'm like, all right, my bad. I was talking to you, so it didn't get out there. But I have to get the rules. We need a rule book. Is there a Jewish rule book?
By rule.
Right. And Hockley just announces every Jewish rule. So, yeah, Danny B is on the way home. He's got to get home before sundown, or he gets kicked out or something like that. All right, so before we get to the college football stuff, I gave you a chance to read the hazing thing. Oh, Mitch is still here, though. Oh, but Mitch is going to be in trouble. Mitch, I heard about what happens if you don't, you know, if you don't adhere to the Jewish rules.
You turn into a matzo ball.
Then you got to be careful. Okay. I thought he was going to say something else. Mitch, go ahead and get home. Brendan's got it. Brendan's got it. We don't need any.
Why is he still here?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Mitch is the.
Does Mitch live here? Is that what it is?
No, no. Mitch comes here very early in the morning. Mitch is the highest placed Jew in my life. So I need him to stay in that position.
But remember where I live.
Well, this is true. This is true. He's a man that lives in Beverly. He's the only Jew that lives in Beverly.
No, one and a half of us, Ben.
And Ben Rosen.
Right. He's a half.
And my uncle is the only black guy that lives in Beverly. Right. So
he and I belong in the same club.
Exactly,
me and your uncle.
They get together and they barbecue gefilte fish.
This is the Jewish New Year quick synopsis. Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
Jewish New Year, so it's a joyous holiday.
Yes.
Next week is Yom Kippur.
That's the Day of Atonement.
Okay. We get rid of all our sins in one day. Catholics go every week for confession. We do it in one day.
That's very efficient.
Yeah. So that's the Reader's Digest version. Go back to your show.
There it is. And everything has to go kind of sail when it comes to religion right there. All right, so I gave you a chance to skim over the Wheaton College stuff. And I'm not going to make you speak on that till tomorrow.
All right.
But hazing. You've been in football since what age?
Ooh. Well, high school as far as playing, because I was too big to play any peewee football. So, like, my freshman year of high school,
You were the kid that had to bring your birth certificate?
Bolingbrook Trojans. I was over the weight limit for, like, whatever level, like midgets or whatever I tried to go into, or
see
junior midgets or something.
He ain't talking about my son.
And they put me on the scale, and they said, no.
Really?
You cannot come out here with the people your age. So then, me and my pops, wouldn't let it happen. So then me and my pops were like, well, can he play with the older kids? Nope. Older kids are too mature for him, so they might hurt him. He's going to hurt the people who are his age. The older kids are going to hurt him, so I had to go play soccer or football.
So you, how big were you at the time?
That was at age 10.
So a 10-year-old who was how big? What size were you?
Oh, very big. I don't remember.
Like,
I don't remember what I weighed. No, I wasn't two. I wasn't over 200 pounds till sometime middle school. I was always tall. Big boned, but not exactly.
You got this giant running around and stiff arming kids on the soccer field.
Like, the size of my head as proportion to the rest of my body. Now that I've thickened up, the head makes more sense. But back then, the head was this size at Jane Addams Elementary. But then at a certain point, once I started lifting weights, I started filling out.
So you've been playing football or been involved in football
since high school.
Since high school.
Yeah.
The hazing that I was used to. And freshman and sophomore year, the only years I played, because after that, everybody got bigger and tougher and stronger. And all of
everybody
a sudden,
grew into their heads.
Evanston Township High School turned into like this football powerhouse in 98, 97. I'm like, I can't run with y'all. It was carrying pads. It was, a little razzing in the hallways by the seniors. If you were caught walking around, strutting your stuff with your jersey on, they're like, hey, you ain't on that level yet.
Right.
Those were the things. You read what happened in Lake Zurich last year, and you read these accounts, and then you think about, Dez Bryant having to pay $50,000 for dinner for everybody. And he's like, that ain't happening, Captain. That's not why I'm here.
I've seen that.
The humiliation that takes place. Why is hazing still a thing? I mean, I think I've talked to Pat Manley about this as well, but why is hazing still okay?
I mean, I think in every industry, every walk of life, there's a rite of passage that tends to go with it. I just think in a sport like football, it's at such a heightened level of testosterone that you see some of these hideous things that we see at the high school and collegiate level. I mean, but even there's been like HBCU, some of the bands, mm-hmm. because it's such an intense performance environment for some of those bands, and they feel like you need to earn something. You need a rite of passage to be a member of this kind of elite brand that we've established here. And so we've seen some HBCU bands go way too far.
I believe it was the Fannie Rattlers brand, right? If I'm not mistaken.
I think that's right. Yeah. I mean, they got on buses being assaulted and just all kinds of crazy stuff. But for me, I went to Bolingbrook High School. So for us at Bolingbrook, viewed ourselves as a legit football power, still are at this point. And, you know, there was carrying a pad, some of those things, but it was more, it was never organized hazing. And that's what I find so interesting with some of these stories, where the hazing seems so planned, so plotted, so organized, where it gives you the sense that this must be a system that's been in place for a long time.
Yes.
Like, this isn't the first time something like that happened, where it's that organized and so many people just kind of let it go afterwards, and everybody's still on the team.
Especially in this case, Anthony, where you got a dude being sexually assaulted and thrown into a field. I mean, like, you can be the most macho man in the world. Mm-hmm. And we talk about, even with women with sexual assault cases, how many women don't come forward. You know, you're on a football team.
Yeah.
And now you have to tell your parents and your friends, yo, this is what happened to me. Right. Like you said, how many times has this happened before? How many times have these things been in place? How many monsters have you created that think mm-hmm. that they need to do this to somebody else because it happened to me?
Because it happened to me.
And right. We talk about it with you know, the fraternities. You know, I mean, as far as the black fraternities that I have been, you know, aware of, mm-hmm. and whether it be my family or my friends, I've heard some heinous stories, mm-hmm. some stories of all out just brutal, savage beatings taking place. And I'm like, to call you my brother? Like, I'm not wired like maybe an athlete or a person who can go through that kind of stuff. I'd be ready to fight. Like, there's no part of this where the human, the instinct in me, whether it be the animal instinct or whatever else, the nature in me is, you're going to sit back and take this, and then I have to look at you. These dudes were on the team for another year. You know, you had to watch these guys perform or be around these people on campus for an entire year after knowing what just happened to you.
The mob mentality works both ways with some of these things, where it's, if something is ingrained or institutionalized, where essentially you might know going in that to reach a certain status with this group that I want to be a part of, whether it's an athletic club, whether it's a fraternity, whether it's a band, whether it's an organization, whether it's a secret society, whatever it may be, if I want to be a part of that, here's the lengths I need to go through to do it. And then you sign up for it in your head. That same mob mentality that makes them think it's okay to inflict that upon you, I think the same thing, and, you know, I'll use the term victim in these situations, for some of these people who are okay with it. Because there's a lot of folks who this has been done to that are probably sitting there somewhere right now like, well, yeah, I had a broom. A broom shoved up my butt. All right, I got over it.
The text that we got earlier, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. How guys were like, this is what happens. And I'm mm-hmm. like, wait a minute.
Why?
Right.
Why?
Right. So what's the worst? I won't say, I mean, obviously, well, I won't say, yeah. say obviously, but to what lengths have you seen a professional be hazed where you're like, yo, that's kind of tough.
You know,
and it's not maybe you don't talk about assault. I don't know if that stuff's happened, but what have you seen in your days?
There was I saw a fight break out in the locker room at my Iowa, you know, play ball at Iowa. And I saw a fight break out in the locker room one time where there was an older DB, a senior DB who's on his way to the league. And there was a true freshman DB who was playing on the team. And so senior on his way to the league, one of our better defenders at that point, it wasn't Bo. But there was a senior guy, actually a year maybe older than Bo or something like that. So folks can Google and figure out maybe who it was. But this guy, it was a true freshman DB on the team as well, who was playing, doing okay for a true freshman who was in the rotation. But there was a feeling that, okay, kid, if you're going to be a part of this DB fraternity, if you're going to be on the field, then there's a certain level of hazing you need. And it wasn't this big organized thing. It was just kind of this one older player who took things a little too far for this true freshman player. And just a naked brawl broke out in the locker room. And it was very awkward and difficult to break up
A sex comedy.
Yeah, you got things flying all over the place.
I mean, this stuff slapping every which way you can imagine. And they're going at it for a minute. And so you go in there and you try to peel them apart. But then, you know,
a smile there?
touch the wrong thing when you're peeling them off each other? How are you so angry that slapping. You don't think this is awkward?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I've ever been that angry where I'm going to fight somebody naked.
Maybe they wanted to. Maybe.
And I've never asked them that question. That's an interesting question that I should pose next time I see either one of them.
Yeah, next time, let's just start fighting, man. You know I want it. You know you want it.
I mean, just be angry and get dressed while you're mad. Like, you know what? In a second, and then you're like pulling your drawers up or something, but just to immediately lock horns while you are unclothed.
So to speak.
I cannot. Well, oh, man. And that was not what I intended at all.
Of course not. Don't worry. 5 hours tomorrow.
I thought Bernstein left.
Right. Five hours tomorrow. Don't worry about it. All right. Before we let you go, college football wise, what stuck out to you? We played the USC highlight. Mm-hmm. I asked Adam Kramer. I asked Matt Miller. How good are they really? Sam Darnold. There's some times where he's not as accurate as I think the best quarterback in the class should be. They got terrific running backs. I know you cover the Pac-12 for the Pac-12 Network. What kind of jumped out to you this college football weekend?
Well, I told you after the week one game where I called the Western Michigan versus USC game on the Pac-12 Network, and while he threw two picks in that game, out of 33 attempts in that game, he basically had three balls that weren't 100% accurate, just on the point, in stride, in between the numbers. Sam Darnold has a lot of that Jameis Winston in him, where the information that's being processed in his brain comes out through his right arm so quickly. He cuts it loose at such an extreme level where there's a lot of benefit to that. He also knows he can fit it in tight windows. There's a lot of that kind of, you know, Brett Favre-esque kind of deal to mm-hmm. him where it's going to go to the other team on occasion. And that to me, because USC I don't think is quite good enough in the defensive front seven, and definitely not deep enough. Their starting unit was deep enough, and they're already starting to get banged up. I don't think their defensive front seven will hold up well enough if he continues to turn the football over at the level he does. And I've been saying that since the preseason. He is the reason they're a national championship contender, but his turnovers will be what separate them from that discussion at the end of the year.
You'll hear this voice tomorrow. He's in for Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. He's Anthony here. And Anthony, so good to talk to you as always, my man.
5 hours of this tomorrow, huh?
Yes, yes, sir.
I'm ready.
Should be fun.
I'm ready. Build up my callus.
Yes.
Come on, bring it, Texters. Matter of fact, get him for the next like hour and 15 minutes just to get like real lathered up.
Tanny, tell him to stop.
And then by tomorrow,
tell him to stop.
I will really be ready.
He's going to be in a ball
to get
in
all the Jason Goff shrapnel.
I'm telling you, you're going to be in a ball in the corner rocking back and forth. like Smokey in the chicken coop. I'm telling you, you better cut it out. This segment was brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. I'm Jason Goff. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show. Top of the hour, your phone calls, Bears, NFL, everything for Hub right here on 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Kick off the...
Attention, Always Travel With Us is offering a complimentary 5 days, 4 nights stay in Orlando, Florida for four with two tickets to Aquatica by SeaWorld. But you must tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. You pay a $199 activation fee today and get back a $200 Visa gift card when you tour at Vacation Village Resorts. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. That's not all. If you're one of the first 20 callers to tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, you'll get a second bonus stay in Vegas, also for four, included with your activation. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. Two destinations, Orlando and Vegas. If you tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. Always travel with us. A Florida seller of travel license, ST25448. This advertisement's being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of timeshare periods, and participants will need to attend a guided sales tour and presentation of the Vacation Village Resort facilities during their getaway. Airfare not included. Certain restrictions apply.
When you look into their eyes, you see a fighting spirit burning within that will never stop, that will never give in. There will always be battles to fight. To win them, there will always be Marines. Join the fight at Marines.com.
Hey, Illinois drivers, we can make zero fatalities a reality. For starters, cars and trucks, please be extra careful when driving next to each other. Also, if your phone isn't hands-free, it's illegal to use when driving in Illinois. So drop it and drive. And remember, when you see orange signs, look for the unexpected. Something ahead could result in a crash. See orange, slow down, save lives. Together, we can make zero fatalities a reality. Always drive safely and embrace the orange. Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
This Friday through Sunday is Pontiac RV's annual fall open house and RV clearance sale. Get rock bottom prices on all remaining new 2017s from Forest River, Keystone RV, Coachman, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Shop the largest inventory of pre-owned RVs in the area, all at season-ending clearance prices this weekend. Pontiac RV on Interstate 55 at exit 201 in Pontiac and online at PontiacRV.com.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss a new episode of Zoo.
Let's go! Come on!
The human race is facing new threats.
We pray the barrier wall holds. Mankind's future depends on it.
And fighting new battles.
They think you know how to stop the hybrids.
I can't do this again.
You can run.
We gotta get out of here!
But you can't hide.
They are planning something big, something worse than we've ever seen.
Zoo, Thursday, only CBS.
This week, in the history of sports.
This week in 1845, the first baseball team, the New York Knickerbockers, organized. Cy Young at his final career victory, number 511, this week in 1911. This week in 1920, a Chicago grand jury convened to investigate charges that eight White Sox players conspired to fix the 1919 World Series. Gene King beat Bobby Riggs in a Battle of the Sexes tennis match, also this week in 1973. This week in 1980, Richard Todd of the Jets set a then-NFL record of 42 complete passes in a game. Aries, big accomplishments are in the cards this week, but you're the one who has to make it happen. Taurus, do something that puts you in front of some new faces. One of them may become a big part of your life. Gemini, do your best to do something special for yourself, something relaxing. Cancer, this week your family is full of demands. Once the weekend comes, it's your time to party. Leo, body and mind out of balance. When's the last time you exercised? Maybe it's time you start. And Virgo, curb your natural competitiveness to lend a helping hand. The reward will be all yours. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com. And of course, Facebook Live, where everybody's checking us out and saying, hey, that's not Dan Bernstein. Yeah, it's me. I'm in the other chair because we're celebrating together. He's just celebrating with his family. Happy New Year, Rosh Hashanah, to all our Jewish peeps out here. This is a brand new Foo Fighters song. That's a new track called Run Something. Is it called Run? Is it just Run? Oh, shout out to the Foo Fighters. New music in stores. All right, so what we're going to do here is talk to our guy, Hub Arkish, here at the top of the hour, and you're going to talk to him about the Bears, about, you know, the Cleveland Browns, if you're Todd Gardner, or if you're Frank from Oak Park, you're going to talk to him about some rule change that happened 15 years ago and how it's affecting the game right now. But Hub is going to answer your phone calls at 312-644-6767. And like Anthony did, and like Zach did, immediately they came out to the pocket with the Mitch Trubisky questions. And I feel like the Mitchell Trubisky conversation has been one that we had earlier in the week. And now since we've gotten to midweek, we're starting to kind of understand that he's not going to be the starting quarterback for the Bears for at least a couple of weeks. And we can get on to talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers and talking about what Mike Glennon will look like this week. I'm not trying to steer your phone phone calls anywhere at all. I'm just letting you know that the Mitchell Trubisky Conversation Hub has had it already. So get creative out there. I like to hear people call and talk about other teams around the NFL. Why the hell the Lions are 2-0 and looking like a damn good team? You know, what's going on with the New Orleans Saints? What's happening with Hub's very own Kansas City Chiefs, along with the Chicago Bears conversation? Top of the hour, he's coming up. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. 67011 if you want to text us. This segment is brought to you by NBC. Tonight, Ted Danson and Kristen Bell return in the hilarious premiere of The Good Place, the show critics called the best comedy on TV. Don't miss the premiere of The Good Place tonight on NBC. Hub Arkish next. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. You've got the Bernstein and Golf Show, the Power Hour, coming up right here on The Score.
The one and only Hub Arkish.
Cubs fans, with the Cardinals barely hanging on, the division race is shrinking down to two teams, making this weekend critical. It's four games with the second-place Brewers in Milwaukee.
That ball is gone! Home run!
Hear every game between the Cubs and Brewers right here, starting tomorrow.
He's got it! Cubs win!
On Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the defending world champion Chicago Cubs.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got a guy you traded up to draft number two overall. You traded up.
That's the most important part.
You traded up to draft
the
number two overall.
Taken in this draft.
And you're going out of your way to say why he's not supposed to play for this team right now. Why? Why Mike Glennon? How are you better with him?
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Is it really on John Fox? When you decide that Elshon Jeffrey is superfluous to demand and you let him go because he doesn't really want to be here, that's fine. You never replaced him. You let a guy go and you never replaced him.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
How are you giving Fox a fair bite at the apple here? You traded up, and there's nothing wrong with trading up, provided the kid is good. You know, you got what looks like a good quarterback, but it's hands-off. You can't play him. So you got a player you can't play with the greatest asset that you had in the offseason. Fox is supposed to win without that.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
To count the discounts, safe driver, paperless, automatic payments, multi-car, so many, a penny. Saved is a penny earned, you learn. The money you saved, it builds like a wave of dollar bills. The thrills, scary movies give me chills.
Discounts that help you save more for the things you want. From Progressive, visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
When you look into their eyes, you see a fighting spirit burning within that will never stop, that will never give in. There will always be battles to fight. To win them, there will always be Marines. Join the fight at Marines.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago.